See how the devil enters churches through worship. Worship is one of the most sacred acts in the Christian faith, meant to be an intimate offering of praise and adoration directed solely towards God. It's a time where believers connect spiritually with the divine, offering their hearts, minds, and souls in humble reverence. However, what many do not realize is that even in this holy space, the enemy seeks to infiltrate and distort worship, shifting its focus from God to something entirely different: performance, entertainment, or even human pride. This infiltration is subtle and dangerous, as it often goes unnoticed by even the most devoted worshipers. In this detailed narrative, we will explore how Satan infiltrates churches through worship, turning it from a spiritual act of devotion into something devoid of true significance. We will examine how this distortion manifests in modern worship services, focusing on performance, superficial lyrics, and theological inaccuracies that dilute the spiritual power of worship. 1. The subtle infiltration: how worship loses its significance. The enemy's strategy to infiltrate worship is not always obvious. In fact, it often happens so subtly that even those who are deeply devoted to their faith may not recognize the change. Worship at its core is an act of surrender, where believers express their reverence and devotion to God. It is a time when the congregation is meant to focus solely on the divine, leaving behind worldly distractions. However, the enemy, ever cunning, seeks to divert this sacred practice. One of the ways this infiltration occurs is by shifting the focus of worship from God to the act itself. Instead of worship being a moment of humble surrender, it becomes a performance. Worship leaders, musicians, and even the congregation may begin to prioritize the quality of the music, the skill of the performers, or the production value of the service over the true purpose of worship. The outward appearance of worship may seem impressive: beautiful music, professional lighting, and a polished performance, but underneath, the spiritual essence of worship is missing. This shift is dangerous because it often goes unnoticed. Worshippers may still feel emotionally moved by the music, but if the focus has shifted from God to the performance, the true spiritual connection is lost. The enemy thrives in this space because the act of worship becomes hollow, devoid of the genuine adoration and surrender that should characterize it. Worship is no longer about exalting God, but becomes a display of human talent or a spectacle for entertainment. In this way, the enemy subtly diverts worship from its true purpose, leaving believers with a counterfeit experience. 2. Satan's strategy: from worship leader to deceiver. To fully understand how Satan seeks to infiltrate worship, it is essential to recognize his history with music and worship. Before his fall, Satan, then known as Lucifer, held a prominent position in heaven as a leader of worship. According to Ezekiel 28:13-15, Lucifer was adorned with precious stones and had musical instruments prepared for him, indicating his significant role in leading heavenly praise. Lucifer's close relationship with worship gave him a unique understanding of its power and purpose. However, his pride led to his downfall. In Isaiah 14:12-14, we learn of Lucifer's desire to ascend and be like the Most High, seeking the worship that belonged to God alone. This arrogance and desire for self-exaltation led to his rebellion and eventual expulsion from heaven. Now known as Satan, he continues to seek worship not as an act of devotion to God, but as a means of exalting himself and diverting praise away from the divine. Satan's knowledge of worship and music gives him a unique ability to pervert it for his own purposes. He understands the power of true worship, and his goal is to steal it from God. One of the ways he does this is by turning worship services into spectacles that focus more on the performance and less on the spiritual connection with God. When the focus shifts from God to the quality of the music or the skill of the musicians, the enemy's plan is in motion. This shift can be seen in many modern worship services, where the emphasis is placed on creating a visually and audibly impressive experience. Worship becomes about the performance, the lighting, the sound quality, the talent of the musicians, rather than about exalting God. This is not to say that excellence in worship is inherently wrong. However, when the performance becomes the primary focus, the essence of worship is lost. Satan's strategy is to make worship about something other than God, And in doing so, he steals the glory that rightfully belongs to the Creator. 3. The modern worship experience, performance over spiritual offering. In today's churches, worship has often taken on the characteristics of a concert or entertainment event. While music has always been a central part of Christian worship, the way it is presented in many churches has changed dramatically over time. Modern worship services are often designed to be engaging and emotionally moving, with high-quality production values, professional musicians, and a well-choreographed flow. While this can create a powerful experience, it also opens the door for the enemy to distort the true purpose of worship. When worship becomes about the performance, how well the band plays, how impressive the lighting is, or how moved the audience feels, the focus shifts away from God. Worship becomes a form of entertainment rather than a sincere spiritual offering. The congregation, rather than participating in the worship, becomes spectators of a show. The true purpose of worship, which is to glorify God and acknowledge His holiness, becomes secondary to the desire to create an impressive performance. This shift can also lead to a superficial understanding of worship. Rather than being an act of surrender and devotion, worship becomes about the experience, how it makes the worshiper feel. While emotions are a natural part of worship, they should not be the primary focus. Worship is meant to be a response to God's greatness, not a tool to create an emotional high. When the focus is on the performance or the emotional experience, the depth and significance of worship are lost. The enemy thrives in this environment because he can easily divert worship from God to something else. The performance may look and sound impressive, but if the focus is not on God, it becomes an empty act. True worship is not about how well the music is played or how moved the audience feels. It is about exalting God and surrendering to Him. When worship becomes entertainment, the enemy's plan to distort and divert worship is successful. 4. The impact of theologically incorrect or superficial lyrics. One of the most concerning aspects of modern worship is the shift in the content of worship lyrics. In many cases, the lyrics of worship songs have become superficial, focusing more on human emotions and experiences than on God's holiness, sovereignty, and redemptive work. While it is not inherently wrong to express emotions in worship, the danger arises when worship becomes centered on the worshiper's feelings rather than on God's attributes. Theologically incorrect or shallow worship lyrics can distort believers' understanding of their faith. For example, songs that emphasize material blessings or personal happiness can promote a prosperity gospel, which suggests that faith always results in wealth, health, and success. This view distorts the true message of the gospel, which includes suffering, sacrifice, and sanctification. When worship songs focus only on the positive aspects of the Christian life and ignore the deeper theological truths, they can lead to a superficial understanding of faith. Additionally, worship songs that focus excessively on the worshiper's emotional experience can shift the focus away from God. Instead of exalting God's greatness and holiness, these songs emphasize how the worshiper feels, whether they feel loved, blessed, or happy. While these emotions are valid, they should not be the center of worship. Worship is meant to be a response to God's revelation, a reflection of His truth and character. When the focus shifts to human emotions, worship becomes man-centered rather than God-centered. The enemy uses these superficial or theologically incorrect lyrics to distort believers' understanding of God and their faith. Worship, which should be a powerful tool for deepening one's relationship with God, becomes a shallow experience that reinforces false teachings. Instead of leading believers into a deeper understanding of who God is and what He has done, these songs contribute to a watered-down version of Christianity. The power of genuine worship, a sincere heart turned toward God. Despite the enemy's attempts to distort worship, true worship remains a powerful and sacred practice. Genuine worship is not about the external displays, the quality of the music, the lighting, or the performance. Instead, it is about a sincere heart turned toward God. When worshipers approach God with humility, reverence, and a desire to glorify Him, they create an environment where God's presence can dwell. In the Bible, we see numerous examples of the power of genuine worship. One of the most notable examples is found in Acts 16, 25 to 26, where Paul and Silas, despite being imprisoned, began to praise God. As a result, a great earthquake occurred, opening the prison doors and setting all the prisoners free. This story demonstrates the profound impact that true worship can have. When worship is sincere and focused on God, it has the power to break chains, open doors, and bring about miraculous transformations. True worship is characterized by a heart of surrender and humility. It is not concerned with impressing others or creating a spectacle. Instead, it is solely focused on exalting God and acknowledging His holiness. When worshipers approach God with this mindset, they invite His presence into their lives. God's presence brings healing, deliverance, and transformation. It is in these moments of true worship that lives are changed, not because of the performance, but because of the power of God's presence. In contrast, performance-centered worship, which focuses on external displays, lacks the spiritual power to bring about transformation. Without God's presence, worship becomes a hollow act, devoid of spiritual depth and significance. It may stir emotions momentarily, but it lacks the lasting impact that comes from genuine encounters with God. The difference between performance-centered worship and genuine worship lies in the results they produce. While performance may entertain, true worship transforms. The Bible provides many examples of how God responds to genuine worship. One such story is found in 2 Chronicles 20, where King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah faced a vast enemy army. Instead of relying on military strength, Jehoshaphat led his people in worship, placing singers at the front of the army to praise the Lord. As they sang, God set ambushes against the enemy forces, causing them to turn on each other. Judah won the battle without even lifting a sword. This miraculous victory was a direct result of worship offered in spirit and truth. This story emphasizes that true worship goes beyond outward appearances and taps into the supernatural power of God. When believers focus on God's greatness and surrender to His will, they create an atmosphere where God can intervene in their lives and circumstances. Genuine worship acknowledges that God is the source of all power, healing, and victory, and it draws Him near to those who humbly seek Him. In contrast, performance-centered worship focuses on human abilities, which, while impressive, cannot replace the power of God's presence. The danger lies in becoming more concerned with producing a visually and audibly pleasing service than with creating an environment where the Holy Spirit can move freely. When worship becomes a production, it becomes harder for the congregation to experience the true power of God, as the focus has shifted away from Him. 6. The role of worship leaders and congregations in guarding worship. The responsibility of guarding worship from the enemy's infiltration does not rest solely on worship leaders. It also extends to the entire congregation. Worship leaders, however, carry a unique burden, as they are tasked with leading others into the presence of God. They must be vigilant in maintaining the integrity of worship, ensuring that it remains focused on God rather than on human performance or entertainment. Worship leaders should see themselves not just as musicians or performers, but as ministers of the gospel. Their role is to guide the congregation into a true and authentic encounter with God. This requires a deep understanding of theology, a life grounded in prayer, and a sincere devotion to God. Worship leaders must resist the temptation to seek personal recognition or to prioritize the aesthetic aspects of worship over its spiritual significance. One of the ways worship leaders can safeguard worship is by carefully selecting songs that reflect sound biblical doctrine. The lyrics of worship songs should exalt God's holiness, sovereignty, and redemptive work, rather than focusing on human emotions or personal experiences. While there is room for expressing emotions in worship, the primary focus should always be on God. Songs that are rich in theological depth help shape the congregation's understanding of who God is and lead them into a deeper relationship with Him. In addition to selecting theologically sound songs, worship leaders must also be discerning in their approach to worship. They should be sensitive to the leading of the Holy Spirit, allowing God to direct the flow of the service rather than sticking rigidly to a predetermined plan. This requires humility and a willingness to set aside personal preferences or agendas in favor of what God wants to accomplish in that moment. Congregants also have a role to play in guarding worship. They must be mindful of their own hearts and motivations when they come before God. Worship is not a time for passive observation. It is an active participation in the adoration and reverence of the Creator. Congregants should come to worship with a heart of surrender, seeking to glorify God rather than seeking personal enjoyment or entertainment. When the congregation is focused on God and engaged in worship, they help create an environment where the Holy Spirit can move freely. True worship is a collective experience where the body of Christ comes together in unity to exalt God. When the focus is on God rather than on individual performances or preferences, worship becomes a powerful and transformative experience. 7. The dangers of turning worship into entertainment. One of the most significant dangers facing modern worship is the temptation to turn it into entertainment. With the rise of technology and social media, there is increasing pressure on churches to produce worship services that are visually and audibly impressive. High-quality sound systems, lighting displays, and elaborate stage designs have become commonplace in many churches. And while these elements are not inherently wrong, they can easily overshadow the true purpose of worship. The danger of entertainment-driven worship is that it shifts the focus away from God and onto the production. Instead of being a time of spiritual connection and surrender, worship becomes a show designed to impress and entertain the audience. This can lead to a consumer mentality within the congregation, where worshipers attend services seeking an emotional experience or a polished performance rather than a genuine encounter with God. Entertainment-driven worship also runs the risk of creating a superficial faith. When worship is centered on the emotions or experiences of the worshiper, it can lead to a shallow understanding of God and the Christian faith. Worship should be rooted in the truth of God's Word, not in fleeting emotions or temporary feelings. When worship becomes entertainment, it loses its ability to shape and transform lives in a meaningful way. Furthermore, entertainment-driven worship can foster a culture of celebrity within the church. Worship leaders and musicians may be elevated to a status of fame within the congregation, with their talents and personalities overshadowing the true purpose of worship. This can lead to idolatry, where the focus is on the individuals leading worship rather than on God. In some cases, worship leaders may even begin to seek personal recognition and validation, allowing pride to take root in their hearts. The enemy exploits this shift by diverting worship away from God and onto human personalities. When the congregation becomes more focused on the worship leaders than on God, the true purpose of worship is lost. The devil thrives in this environment because worship, which should be directed solely towards God, becomes centered on individuals and performances. 8. Returning to the heart of worship, a call for reform. In light of these dangers, it is crucial for the church to return to the heart of worship. Worship is not about creating a show or impressing others. It is about offering our hearts and lives to God in humble adoration. It is a time to acknowledge God's holiness, to surrender our will to His, and to glorify Him for who He is and what He has done. Returning to the heart of worship requires a shift in focus. Churches must prioritize the spiritual significance of worship over the external elements of production. While it is not wrong to use technology or to strive for excellence in worship, these elements should never overshadow the primary purpose of worship, which is to glorify God. Worship leaders must be committed to leading the congregation into a true and authentic encounter with God. This requires a deep understanding of Scripture, a life of prayer, and a heart that is fully surrendered to God. Worship leaders should resist the temptation to seek personal recognition or to create a show, focusing instead on guiding the congregation into a genuine experience of worship. Congregants, too, must examine their own hearts and motivations when they come to worship. Worship is not a time for passive observation or for seeking entertainment. It is a time to actively participate in the adoration and reverence of God. Congregants should come to worship with a heart of surrender, seeking to glorify God rather than seeking personal enjoyment or entertainment. 9. Worship as a spiritual offering. Worship is a powerful and sacred act that should be guarded with utmost care. The enemy seeks to infiltrate worship by diverting it from its true purpose and turning it into a performance or a spectacle. This infiltration is subtle and often goes unnoticed, but it can have a profound impact on the spiritual life of the church. True worship is not about external displays or impressive performances. It is about a sincere heart turned toward God. When worship is focused on God, it has the power to transform lives, to break chains, and to bring about healing and deliverance. However, when worship becomes entertainment, it loses its spiritual significance and becomes an empty act. The church must remain vigilant in guarding worship from the enemy's infiltration. Worship leaders and congregants alike have a responsibility to ensure that worship remains focused on God and rooted in biblical truth. By returning to the heart of worship and prioritizing the spiritual significance of worship over its external elements, the church can ensure that its worship remains a powerful and transformative act of devotion to God.